Top stories from ABC News. Donald Trump has vowed to remain in the race for the White House despite calls for him to withdraw. Trump's been under pressure after a tape emerged of him making lewd sexual comments about women. He's apologised for the comments, saying there is zero chance he'll quit, and he was getting unbelievable support. Hurricane Matthew has made landfall on the US coast in South Carolina after killing almost 900 people in Haiti. The storm's been downgraded to a Category 1 hurricane but could still cause serious inland flooding. At least four people have died in Florida, with more than a million households losing power. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike has hit a funeral hall in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, killing at least 82 people. The rebel Houthi-run government says more than 500 people have been injured. Houthi rebels are at war with the Yemeni government, which is backed by a Saudi-led military alliance. And Sydney FC have maintained their unbeaten record against Western Sydney with a 4-0 win last night at Sydney's Olympic Stadium. Sydney struck twice in the last 5 minutes. Meanwhile, the Central Coast Mariners have fought back from a 3-goal half-time deficit to tie with Perth Glory overnight in Perth.